We are giving thanksgiving, appreciation, and gratitude. Let us pray. Lord, we thank you. Thank you for this day that you have made. Thank you for another opportunity to choose to rejoice. And most of all, thank you for the opportunity to lift and glorify your name here and always. And help us to remember that it's because of you, your love, your grace, and your mercy towards us. And as we go forth into this word, we pray that the word of our mouth, the meditations of our hearts, are received and acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. I want to thank my cousins for being here this morning. Y'all got my way of cousins this morning. I am so thankful. Thank y'all for being here. They surprised me. Yes, they have. And we're going with the scripture, still going with the Psalm 118, 1 through 2. Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endures forever. Let Israel say, his mercy endures forever. Somebody say, let Israel say, his mercy endures forever. Our focus scripture comes from Genesis 1:1. And that focus scripture is, in the beginning, God created. Look at somebody and say, in the beginning. All right. And John 1:1, in the beginning was the Word. And this morning, let's just scream out who we are. We are spiritual beings who are one with Christ, having a what? Human experience. Spiritual beings who are one with Christ, having a human experience. And we are reminded that Israel is real. Do y'all know why Israel is real this morning? Because it's all about Christmas. Christmas. It's about Christmas. And Christmas is, mass is a word that is used in Spanish, and it is the equivalent of more and sometimes most. And it functions as a verb or as an adverb and may be used as an adjective or a noun. Look at somebody and say mass. Mass means more. So I'm going to put it to you in English terms. It's about more of Christ. Christmas is about more of Christ. Christmas. That means we're adding it up. So how do we have more of Christ? And this is going to be a reminder, kind of like a little wrap up for the end of the year from where we've been from August to present. And as we're going into the new year, let's be reminded of how we are going to smooth into the new year, remember why Israel is real, and why we need and have more of Christ. Y'all remember the five E's of the Spirit? Elimination, extraction, excavation, excursion, expansion. Holler 'em back at me. Say elimination. Extraction, excavation, excursion, expansion. Now, we have these five E's because it's like this. The main one is elimination. And elimination is, get this, the complete removal or destruction of something. Or the exclusion of someone or something from consideration or further participation, expulsion of waste. Look at somebody and scream elimination. Say, get rid of it. If we want more of Christ, we got to do some elimination. Amen. I remember Psalms 24, how we do it. He have to have clean hands and a pure heart. Amen. Clean hands and a pure heart. And the purpose is always for us to have more of Christ, there has to be a constant cleansing, a constant decluttering, a constant eradication of those things that no longer empower us or serve us, that extraction. I want to give y'all two examples of the ease, the extraction, and the elimination, because these are the ones, and the excursions too, that just keep coming up. It's a regular, everyday process. Elimination is whenever we have those negative experiences. The same way our bodies eliminate waste, the same way our bodies cleanse itself automatically, getting rid of skin cells, the Holy Spirit automatically eliminates those things that no longer serve us. Getting rid of the waste as it is. Look at somebody say, the Spirit gets rid of the waste. I haven't told myself to go to the bathroom once. I've tried to tell myself not to go. And sometimes it's some negativity that comes along, and I'm calling it negativity. I have to keep reminding myself right here, it's not negativity, it's not negativity, it's not negativity. It's spiritual elimination. Amen. And we want to remember that extraction. That's when it hurts, when you have to have it dug out. Somebody hurt your feelings real bad, make you feel like you want to curl up. Holy Spirit say that it's not just about them being mean. That's some stuff that's coming out of us that's being extracted so that it can no longer impede us from having more of Christ. Look at somebody and say, more of Christ. More of Christ. Oh, extractions do not feel good at all. Excavation is whenever it just get dug out. He's digging things out so that he can reveal the treasures. Say, he's revealing the treasure. He's revealing those treasures. Yes, he is. So that he can expand us. Why? This is why all of those E's are important. So we can remember and ask and know, what did Jesus pray? Y'all remember what Jesus prayed? Boy, we talked about that for a long time, didn't we? What did Jesus pray? Jesus prayed that the glory which he gave, which the Father gave him, let me just read the scripture, and the glory which you gave me, I have given them. Scream it back at me. Somebody say, given them.
Given them.
Given them. That they may be one, just as we are one. I in them, you in me, that they may behold my glory, which you have given me. Somebody say, more of Christ.
More of Christ.
So I can be one with him. We have to be reminded constantly. We can't forget that Jesus prayed that we would be one as he and the Father are one. Holler it out. We are one.
We are one.
Yes. And he gave us his glory. I know we've been told God don't share his glory with nobody. You know what? He didn't. He gave it. Y'all remember that? He gave it to me. It's one thing for me to give you something, Mary, and it's another thing for me to share it with you. Because, see, I give you a little piece. I give a little piece. Selena get a little piece. M. Everybody get a little piece, 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 piece. You break it down. But when I give you the whole thing, somebody say, he gave me the whole thing.
He gave,
he gave us the whole. Kate is not making this up. I know y'all know I like to go on the edge and the wild side of scripture. Say, Jesus said this. Y'all holler it back. Jesus said this. That's right now. You're like, she misquoting the word. No, I'm not. I just, hey, divide the word of truth for yourself. Amen. So how do we get Christmas? Excuse me. How do we get more Christ? Get it And how do we keep it? Now, I cannot take responsibility for this. I got to give credit for my brother, Alpheus. And Alpheus talked about vitamin G. Y'all remember vitamin G? Yeah, well, guess what? We have some more vitamins. We have daily supplements. And the first one is vitamin A. Somebody say, take your vitamin A.
Take your vitamin A.
Vitamin A is appreciation, abiding, and abundance. The A, the appreciation, is Psalms 118. We give thanks. And God is good. And when we give thanks, we are reminded of how thankful God is. Say, I appreciate things God gives for me.
I am appreciative.
Let's say that again. I am appreciative.
I am appreciative.
And the other one is abide. Jesus says in John 15:17, if you abide in me and my word abides in you, you can ask anything that you will and it will be done. Somebody say abide.
Abide
in me, Jesus. And then there's my favorite A2, abundance. Somebody scream abundance.
Abundance.
He will do exceedingly and abundantly above all we can ask or think. That is from Ephesians 3:19, abundance. Somebody say, take your vitamin B.
Take your vitamin B.
Vitamin B stands for belief in God. And you know what, Brother Jerry? I almost texted Danina, ask her, guess what? Will you ask Jerry to sing Blessed? I kid you not. I almost did it. I got distracted. But God knows. So thank you. We on the same page again this morning. How many of you know you're blessed?
Amen.
Amen. See, when we believe in God, Jesus said in John 14:13, believe in God, believe also in me. So when we believe in God, look, ask somebody, what are you believing in? See, it's vitamin B could just be vitamin B, and you taking just vitamin belief. But what are you believing in? Do you believe that the Lord is your shepherd and you shall not want? Do you believe that God is your healer? Do you believe that God will make a way out of no way? Do you believe that you are blessed?
Yes.
Believe. Somebody say, believe in God. Don't believe in the news. Don't believe in social media. Don't believe what you see and don't believe what you hear. They say you can't believe what you see and can't believe what you hear anyway. So say it one more time. What are you believing in? That's right. And the other vitamin D, but vitamin B is blessed. Brother sung it. We are blessed in the city, blessed in the field. That's Deuteronomy 28:3-14. Blessed when you go, blessed when you come. Even your cattle and your animals will be blessed whenever we believe in God. Scream back, you got to believe in God. Yes, and Matthew tells us that blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are they that mourn, for they shall be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. Blessed are they which do hunger for righteousness, for they will be filled. Somebody say, I'm being filled.
I'm being filled.
Yes, I'm being filled. And so when we take our vitamin A and vitamin B, then we go over and take our vitamin C. Philippians says, I am confident in this very thing, that he who begun a good work in me shall complete it. Somebody say, take your vitamin C.
Take your vitamin C.
Do you need more confidence? Do you need more confidence? The other C is caring. Do you need more caring? Do you need more compassion? What other C's may there be? Do we need more compassion? What vitamin C may you need to increase? Oh, vitamin D is supposed to be a real good one. You got to have it. We need some determination, some delight, and some desire. The word says, delight yourself in the Lord, and he will give you the desires of your heart. Somebody say, I am determined. Vitamin D. I'm determined to walk with Jesus all the way, sang John P. Key. We have to have some determination. Oh, and I forgot to put one down, but scream it back at me. Some deliverance.
Deliverance.
I need some deliverance. Amen. Vitamin D for some deliverance. And here's a good one that's not just good for your fingernails and your hair and your eyes and your skin. Vitamin E is for encouragement. Look at somebody and say, do you need some encouragement? Yes, we're supposed to encourage one another in the Lord. So we take vitamin E so that we can be encouraged, so that we can encourage other people. And then we have endurance. Vitamin E. Boy, ain't nothing like being about ready to give it out. Give out, is it? Somebody say, take your vitamin E. If we want to be like that Energizer Bunny, ding, 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 going on, so we can have some endurance, some enthusiasm, that means we have to take our daily dose of vitamin E. And the other one is vitamin F. Woo! Somebody say, do you need some vitamin F? Do you need some vitamin F? Faithfulness. The word says, great is thou faithfulness. Morning by morning, new mercies I see. Somebody scream, vitamin F. Faithfulness. And when we take that vitamin F for faithfulness, it'll eradicate that fear. The word does say, fret not thyself of evildoers. Fear not, fear not. Scream out, say, fear not. That's right. Because, see, when we take the vitamin F and our faithfulness kick in and that fearlessness, that's whenever we'll have that experience where Jesus says, whom the Son set free is free indeed. Oh, say it back to me. Say, whom the Son set free is free indeed. Vitamin F is for your freedom. But my favorite multivitamin is love. John 13, 34, Jesus says, love one another as I have loved you. Look at somebody and say, love one another as I have loved you. That's how we get more Christmas, more Christmas. See, I like the way the different foreign languages, specifically Spanish, they tend to put the adjective after the word. So if we were going to say this, of course, in English, we already say Christmas, but it's almost saying Mas Chris. I like the way different languages are because we don't think of saying the more after. We say it before, more love, more peace, more kindness. But I like this, more Christ. Ask somebody, do you need more Christ? Do you need more Christ? And how do we have it? It all starts with the beginning. You got to start somewhere, right? How did it start? In the beginning, God created. Look at somebody and say, in the beginning, God. In the beginning, are we beginning our days with God? Are we beginning our projects with God? Are we beginning our tasks? Ask somebody, how are you beginning? That's right. Because, see, God created. And when we know that it is God, yes, he created this very world that we're in, but God created the opportunity, the moment, the healing, everything God created. So in the beginning, scream it again, in the beginning, God created. Yes, he did. But not only that, how did he begin? In the beginning was the Word. Somebody say, the Word. Oh, I think it was Chris Tucker who said, I don't understand the Word. Do you understand the words that are coming out of my mouth? Do you remember? I said it almost like that. Do you remember the Word? The words. Oh, ask somebody, what words are coming out of your mouth? What words are coming out of your mouth? In the beginning was the Word. How did that argument begin? With the Word. Even if you say it was a look, a thought is a word that inspires a look. Oh, look at somebody and say, a thought is a word. It always started with the Word. What they say? Don't ask how she say it. They don't say how she look, what she say. Ooh, what they say though, but what did they say? I know what they said, but what did you say? In the beginning was what?
The Word.
The Word. And my favorite word is, holla my favorite word back. It's easy. Y'all still don't believe it. I know sometimes it doesn't feel like it, but y'all, it really is easy. When we remember that in the beginning, God, in the beginning was His Word. Be not deceived. God is not mocked. Jesus is the one that says, my yoke is. Are y'all sure? Oh, He said your yoke gonna be a struggle. Oh, He said it's gonna be a tribulation and a hardship. Yes, He did. But ultimately, what did He say? What was the last word He said? My yoke is. It's easy. And when we get more Christ, it can look like it's hard. But you know He'll give you peace right there in the midst of your storm. He will give you love in a place where you thought you was going to have hate and it felt like you might have woulda. Oh, somebody scream, more Christ Jesus. Yes, more of Christ Jesus. And if we want to keep having more, how are we going to have more? Scream it after me. Give thanks.
Give thanks.
Give thanks. Oh, look at somebody and say, tag. You're it. We can't do it without thanksgiving, appreciation, and gratitude. Oh, it absolutely just does not feel good at all. This situation really is ill. But how do you go ahead and just say, tag, you're it? Just say, tag, you're it. Tag, that situation is over. This too will pass. Tag, you're it, because I'm giving God the thanks. I appreciate it. I appreciate you for letting me be alive to go through it. I thank you, God, because even though I can't see, you can see. Tag, you're it. Come on, one more time. Tag. You're it. Why? Because His mercy endured forever. Forever and ever and ever. And let Israel say, repeat after me, His mercy,
endures
forever. Oh, do y'all want more? Look at somebody and say, do you want more? Do you want more? If you want more this morning, stand on your feet. If you want more, how you gonna get more? Remember, you're not just being attacked. It's not just a yucky situation. Scream it one more time. Elimination, Jesus. Remember the elimination. That's how we can get more. Remember that He may be extracting something because it feels so bad. You may not be attacked. You might just be having some extraction. And He's digging out all of those years and years and years of pounded in beliefs. And when you start pulling them out, just look at somebody and say, it just doesn't feel good. It doesn't feel good. Extractions do not. Oh, but whenever He get finished excavating all of that, you will see that you're it, because you realize you are His it, infinite treasure. He has an infinite treasure for us. And all we got to do is take those vitamins. Vitamin A, appreciate a bite. in abundance. Vitamin B, believe in who? God. Believe in God and you're blessed. Vitamin C for your confidence so that you can care. Your vitamin D, because we have to be determined, knowing we can be delivered and it will be a delight. And the desire is real. That vitamin E keeps us encouraged and enthusiastic. So we will have the endurance to run this race. Oh, everybody needs a little faith and somebody to have faith in us. So we take our own vitamin F. And don't forget that vitamin, that multivitamin love. Love covers a multitude of sin. Love the Lord God with all your heart, soul, and mind. Love your neighbor as yourself. Because that's how God loves us. If there's somewhere, everybody close your eyes, and if you want to lift your hands, this word has touched you any way, woke up something inside of you, just lift your hands up to the Lord and just make your prayer and request known to him. Lord, we thank you for more of you. It is about more of you. And the more of you we have, Lord, we thank you that we're able to endure. We're able to stand. We're able to be who you say that we are. We are able to have more of you. So the more of you we have, the more of you we have, and the more that we have to give. And for you, we are thankful. We are appreciative. We are grateful to you for all you have and continue to do for us. So it's about you. Not just this holiday season, but every day. Somebody said we can have Christmas every day. Lord, we thank you. We can have more Christ in us every day. And we thank you, Father. And we give you the glory. We give you the praise. And Lord, whatever prayers are going up, we thank you that you hear us when we pray. We thank you that you give us more and more, which helps us to be more like you. To be like Jesus, all we want is to be like you. And for this, again, we say thank you. We lift our hearts, we lift our minds, we lift our all to you, and we just scream, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. And amen. We give you thanks. And now, as you leave this place going forward, go forward knowing that the love of Christ, which surpasses all knowledge, is how you have more. Also go forth knowing that we are now unto him. That's how we have more, unto him, who is able to do exceeding abundantly above all we can ask or think by the power that works in us through Christ Jesus. Go forth and remember, it really is about more Christ. More Christ mass. Amen.